see if I can get something said here on the second side. Oh, I'll check on those SOS books that you asked about. I'm not sure if I can find the ones you're talking about, because I guess they're kind of spread around. I wouldn't know an SOS book if I saw one, but I will check and see what I can find, and I'll go ahead and send those when I round them up if you want to get them. I don't know how you'll ever have time, since you fly so often, to start on that, and say, can't you get an extension on that? Looks like to me your Southeast Asia order should be grounds for at least an extension. So maybe you've checked into that already, but I don't see how you'll be able to finish by October, since you're just, well, just now more or less be starting on it, because I don't think you had too much done and hadn't even taken one test when you left here. Anyway, I guess you know what you're doing, and if you want me to go ahead and send them, I will. You asked about my cold. I'm all over it. It wasn't bad at all. Just the night that I had taped you the tape, I was kind of forced, but I'm all over it now. And let's see, you've asked about how's my Spanish going. It's not going too well, but I'm hoping that last test I'll make a better grade. Sure hope so. I'm really disgusted with my instructor. I kind of ran with him the other day over my past two tests because I do think he's quite unfair in grading it. And, of course, I guess everybody likes to think, rather than blame themselves, they like to push it off on an instructor when they're going to school. But I really don't think he's treating me fairly on my grade, so that's why I went to see him. He was quite sarcastic, as he was the first semester I had him. But anyway, I hope that my talking with him will maybe make a difference in this next grade. Maybe start being local and fair, I don't know. But there were two people that were in my class last semester that had Dr. Larkins, and they were B students in there, and were quite good in class. And one of them, a friend of mine, Bob Geiger, he made a B last semester, and so far from this instructor, Mr. Castillo, Bob has two D's. That's his grade so far. Then another friend of mine, Pam, that had Dr. Larkins last semester, she was also a B student, came out with a B in the course. So far, she has the same grades that I do, a D and an F. So it's not that we're that stupid. It's just that he grades so hard on it, and things that I'm sure that are right and I feel that are right, he goes ahead and counts off 4 points for them just because they're not exactly what he had in his mind. But if they're right answers to his question, I don't feel that he can legally count them wrong. So I'm still fighting for a few points on a couple of those on those last two tests. I don't know if I'll get any or not, but I hope that my grade does improve after this last test, and I'll let you know how I did with it. On the other day, after I got that card from Mike Scruggs, I was writing to the Hyatts, and I happened to mention to them that we had received the card, and that it said very briefly, of course, that Mike Scruggs was back in the States. But, you know, Blaine and Donna R. at Maxwell. So I told them that I didn't know exactly what Mike meant by the what he said on the card, that he possibly could be in the hospital there at Maxwell. I didn't know. And maybe if they called base locator or something like that, they might be good to find him. Well, anyway, I got a letter back real soon from Donna, and they had located Mike. And I'll read you the letter right quick as it more or less explains itself. Here's Donna's letter. She says, "Dear Patsy Lou, so glad to hear from you and to know that you're all right. We're also glad that Bart is halfway through and will be home soon. We hope the time goes fast anyway. We're also very glad you told us about Mike Scruggs. The day we got your letter, we went over to the base hospital, and sure enough, Mike was there. He's doing real great and can walk on his foot, but he has to have therapy for another 6 months. We had him over for dinner yesterday, and it was good to see him and talk to him again. He also checked out of the hospital yesterday and is staying in the BOQs. He says he isn't too excited about getting married yet and thinks he'll wait until he gets his orders and finds out where he'll be going. He will only be here a few more weeks. I don't think we would have ever known that he was here there, there are five wings, and each wing has five sections, something like the five flights we were dividing into in Waco. Each section, the wives has to make a costume and cheer their team, their husbands on. There is everything from mini skirts and shorts to big sack dresses. We also have to make them in the colors of the section. Our section's colors are gold and green, so we made our A-line dress, some A-line dresses. There are five wives in our section. I think we have the most single men, so we have to cheer extra hard. We lost the game, however. School is called Squadron Officer School. And by the way, Bart, I guess Blaine is just going to regular SOS then. I hadn't realized that until Donna mentioned it here. Here's Donna's letter again. It's supposed to teach them how to be better off officers, how to give speeches, write letters, and all kinds of things. Blaine has to study so much, I hardly get to see him. I thought it would be like Wake when we could go places on weekends, but I don't see him on weekends either. Corey thinks Daddy is to work all the time. Don't study too hard. We'd love to hear from you again. Love, Blaine, Donna, and Corey. So there you have the letter, and it more or less explains itself about their finding Mike. I washed the car again today. I think I wrote you the other day that I washed it. And it was so pretty the other day that it got sprinkled on a couple of days this week. And I decided that I just couldn't go around with an ugly car since it had looked so pretty last week. So I got out and washed it this afternoon, and it really looks nice again. I don't think I'll have it waxed as you suggest, Nag Nag, because as you remember, my dear husband, I did it myself back in September while you were in Florida. And believe it or not, it still water beads up on it in places. So I think I'll just let that go, and one of these days I might, when I have a little time, do it again myself. Well, Shug, before I run out of tape here, I want to tell you again, as I say it in every tape that I send you, how much I love you and how much I miss you. You ask if I went to the open house of advice this year, the air show. No, I didn't go, and it may sound silly, but I just couldn't bear to go by myself this year because all the other years that we've gone to the air show, of course, we went together.